Welcome to today's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, bringing you all you need to know in insurance news from here in Australia on behalf of Financial Services Online. This past week saw some significant developments in both our legal system and government decisions, specifically related to insurance matters. Let's dig into these fascinating stories. Our first headline hails from the federal court, which made a significant ruling on the 25th of June regarding mining insurance. The court ruled that Vero, QBE, and Star International must fulfill their obligations to the Barilaba Coal Company despite the expiration of their policy. The court case pertained to a radial coal stacker, which ironically had not been fully repaired from initial storm damage when it suffered a second failure. The insurers had claimed they were absolved of further liability due to a form of release, but Justice Sarah Darrington disagreed, stating that the form only pertained to the storm damage. The insurers are now mandated to cover the additional repair costs that have been and will be incurred after the policy ended. In contrast to the contentious news from the federal court, New South Wales had some positive developments with its 2024-25 budget. The government there has allocated a hefty $5.7 billion towards disaster prevention and reforming the emergency services levy. The aim is to reduce insurance premiums via a transition to a property levy, a move welcomed by the Insurance Council for its promise of greater equity and cost reduction. The budget also includes significant investments of more than $500 million for the Resilient Homes Program and over $87 million towards the Resilient Lands Program. These are seen as strategic moves to mitigate severe weather impacts, particularly in flood-prone areas of New South Wales. A smaller decrease in insurance duty revenues is expected, given the projected revenue growth of the ESL, that's the Emergency Services Levy, by an additional $205.6 million by the 2027-28 fiscal year. The budget was well received by both the Insurance Council of Australia and IAG, for its focus on safety, affordability, and long-term protection, making it a win for the average Australian consumer as well. That's it from me, Paige Estratori, for today's Weekly Insurance News Wrap. For more information on personal and business insurance, check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until then, thank you for tuning in and take care.